Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. We're good.
Excellent. Well, did you see the photograph of Judith praying?
Did any laser beams come out of anywhere?
Well, you know, there's a whole interesting story about this. I don't know whether you watched the TV3 debate back on last Wednesday.
No, missed that.
It was a much more interesting debate than the first one with John Campbell. It was rather more pointed and powerful. But the interesting factor about it was that several times during that debate, Judith Collins made the point that she was Christian.
Right, she's pushing that boat out.
So the photograph that we saw of her voting, or prior to voting, praying before voting on Saturday, did not come out of thin air.
Mm.
It was quite clearly a deliberate strategy, a deliberate focus that she's saying something.
Is it cheating praying when you vote, maybe, actually?
Well, it could suggest that she doesn't know what to do, so she needs a bit of help.
Let's talk about the technique for a second, because she's praying in a very Peter Pan, like, vintage style of praying. I thought praying, the classic one is kind of more the intertwined fingers. But I feel like she could do like a steepled finger
She's
pray.
She's doing more of a karate chop.
Yeah.
Double-handed karate chop
hers
pray.
Hers is a classic pray. Like, all we needed in that shot was maybe a little candle.
There was a very distinct posed aspect, was there not?
Yeah.
It felt as though there weren't a lot of words coming out of no great anguish that was portrayed.
Maybe she had a manicure and just wanted to show the nails off, kind of thing.
It was very symbolically arranged.
Mm.
Now, if you dig a little bit deeper, it's even more symbolically arranged, because she's voting at St. Thomas's Tamaki.
Mm. Now, which is the old brick one on the corner, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
the
it's not brick.
Brick one.
It's the old stone, the old volcanic stone.
Mm.
Which this is a church which kept falling down, incidentally. It was abandoned for many years, and is not a booming congregation. I know the priest who's there, and I've sent a message to him asking for some background, but he hasn't replied yet. Now, the intriguing thing is, it's not in her electorate.
Hmm.
So you would expect that a Papakura MP would vote in her home electorate.
Yes.
So I had to try and make some sense of why she didn't vote there. And of course she didn't turn up alone to St. Thomas's Tamaki. Did you read who else she turned up? Well, her husband, of course.
Who else, Peter?
The man above.
Simon O'Connor, former Catholic priest, who abandoned did his training but didn't enter the priesthood, but remains on the religious spectrum of the National Party. And so in turning up, wrong denomination of course, but turning up to an Anglican church, which is apparently her denomination, not that she's very often seen there, she makes a very clear point that religion, this is a signal to religious voters, and it says to them, I'm going to be your Christian hero.
Yeah.
Now,
what interests me about this thing is the people behind the scenes pulling the strings. I mean, how many of those people are there? Like two or three people that kind of design a leader to like win an election?
Well,
it's fascinating, isn't it?
The bit I'm trying to get grips with is, who's she targeting?
Mm. Oh, surely all the
it's just
rich,
everyone else.
All the rich East Auckland families.
Conservative type people, right?
Yeah.
Hence the stance on cannabis, just like if the whole party's
going
to vote no just because it's a fucking...
Yes, that's true.
For the sake of being opposition.
She's already made some conservative signals that she's anti-cannabis.
Yeah. Tough on crime.
Yes. It doesn't, of course, entirely ring true, as it won't surprise you to find out, since, you know, this devotion, this newfound devotion to praying before voting, she's never shown any signs of this in the past.
Who put the cannabis there? God. But
do you think maybe there's a national issue? National Party has an issue that it's losing voters to the left and to the right. And so she's trying to get back the ACT voters. And she needs to get back the people who are voting for the various Christian parties.
Yep.
I mean, how big is that percentage of New Zealanders? How strong is the Anglican?
Well, we know the new Conservatives came out at just on 2%.
Mm.
Now, I doubt whether she'd move many of them because her policies would be, you know, quite different from that. But she might move some of them, and to claw back even 1% would be significant.
Just from a little photo shoot in a church, while post casting her vote, you think she will claw back some voters?
They'll do another one, and she'll be mic'd up, and she'll just go full ham. Dear,
it's just part of a series of little signals that she thinks if she can send out some signals that she sits in the conservative and traditional side. I mean, a lot of the disaffected conservative voters who are looking at, you know, Advance New Zealand and New Conservatives, they've never voted for that party before.
Mm.
So they might swing very easily back to what is presumably their natural party of choice, which would be National.
How obviously religious is Jacinda Ardern?
Jacinda Ardern is an ex-Mormon with no evidence at all of current active religiosity.
No, shots of her praying or anything?
No, okay. You see, praying in the temple isn't allowed in her circumstances.
Okay.
She's an unmarried lady. You've got to bear that in mind. And, of course, she's chosen this week to come out with a very different signal that she'll introduce legislation against gay conversion therapy.
There you go.
So her signal...
The yang.
Is to those... I mean, clearly, she's not seeing any hope of getting any conservative Christians on her side, because the conservative Christians would presumably be very deeply offended by that.
Would the conservative Christians ever vote for the Green Party?
There certainly are Christian Green groups of quite some significance.
Mm.
There's a whole group called the Arosha Group, which is very involved in this, but I think they sit on the left side of Christianity and therefore are likely to vote Labour anyway.
Mm.
Or Green, maybe. I did know someone who was organising a Green Christian faction, but found that the Greens weren't terribly sympathetic to the Christian faction within the Green Party.
Okay. Someone's just said, go Judith Priest.
So it's, I mean, these are interesting little symbolic strategies that amount to very little. But of course, this is an election when we're all unfortunately forced to think through moral dimensions to voting because of the referendum. So it could be that religious things count for a little bit more this time.
If God came back to Earth, what would politics do?
Well,
would they just be like, oh, hang on, yeah, okay, see what he's up to then?
Judith says that the Greens are a Marxist party, which is a severe conundrum. But presumably, God would be Marxist because, I mean, wouldn't God want to redistribute resources, bring about justice and revolution?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so...
Would want to free the people, so to speak.
Along that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've just had another text come in, Peter, and it said it was so obvious Judith was signalling hard out and desperate, just waiting for lightning to strike her.
She's trying too hard. Her initials are JC. Just leave it alone.
There is that as well.
Park it right there.
But would she have chosen a rather tame Anglican church to develop it if she was waiting for lightning strikes? I don't think so.
Oh, it's fascinating, isn't it? Like seeing a little bit of kind of the Americanism of sort of the fancying of like, oh, just let's get the lighting just right while you do this weird little praying thing, man.
Yeah, and that's, you put your finger on something that lies underneath all of this, which is that American politics, the religious vote, has been much more precisely counted. It's difficult to believe that it counts for as much in New Zealand, where almost every attempt at a Christian party has been such an abysmal failure.
I think, yeah, I sort of think most of the New Zealand public will see straight through this for what it is.
Yeah. Yes, but perhaps if you're as desperate as Hugh Collins to get into power, you will do anything.
Yes.
Even true. Pray.
I tell you what, we've got better choices than the States, that's for sure.
So, okay, that's certainly the case.
Hey, thanks, David. We'll see you next week. Oh, sorry, Peter. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
I blacked out. Sorry, guys.
All right, Peter Lynham, thank you very much. We'll chat to you Monday next week, just before the general election.
Beep, beep, beep. Bye.